It's so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Yes, rare cuts. Rare cuts. And I don't mean pastrami. I mean rare cuts of music. And Mike Waldman does that every week. Comes in here and he brings great music. It's music that would, pre-internet, have been thought of as rare. Because now you can find anything, and that's the problem.
Yeah, but
you
don't
know where
to look.
Anything. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. The library got way too big, and there's no system, you know, so you just have to rely on experts. And musicologist Mike Waldman is with us in the studio today.
Hello. Thank you very much, and happy birthday, Jason.
Thanks, mate.
Wonderful time last night.
It's my birthday week.
Yeah, people are going to be saying week. That for yeah, all but, this week
and
next.
Did you speak about the Jason Fetty Day?
We did.
Well, we didn't actually. And I should have brought in the thing. I should have done a proclamation on the radio.
We've got plenty of time to read the proclamation.
I don't have a copy of it. Do you have a copy of it?
I handed you the original copy of
Ava's
it last night.
Ava's got the copy.
Yeah, it was literally a proclamation by the city of Laguna Beach, signed by the mayor and the mayor pro tem, Tony Eisman. Mayor Dick Turow came in and did it. You might not have been able to see. He's only a little fella, so if you were standing back two rows, you probably didn't see him.
God.
But, come on. I only kid because I love him. And they signed this thing that I guess you guys wrote. Like, everybody...
Tyler had a hand in writing it. And,
people wrote, there's like five or six
Susan
declarations.
Davis.
Whereas,
yep.
Jason Fetty is the man of the moment,
yep,
blah, blah,
yep,
blah.
Yep.
It was so... People were so lovely. I can't... I know I'm just being funny, but it was a beautiful night for me, and I'm very grateful.
And you ought to be.
So all right, thanks,
that
Mike.
One day, that
See,
one day.
It was such a roast. And then you did it. Everybody pitched it just right. Because if it had been a love fest,
yeah.
I'm not sure I can handle that. I'd feel awkward and weird. But everybody that got one after another, I got roasted. And that was very nice.
Well, we expect
me.
A lot of thanks for about a year.
Right. Sure.
One day. We gave you one day.
On letters to everybody. So just wait for yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, when you get your letter, that's it. I'm done.
All right, Mike, what music are we playing today?
Okay, well, I do have a really big collection of music, and a lot of it is kind of strange. And this is from a guy by the name of DJ BC. And DJ BC is actually a guy by the name of Bob Cronin. And he's a mashup artist and a DJ in Atlanta, originally from Boston. But he got inspired. He heard there was an album called The Grey Album, which was a mashup of...
must be Beatles.
Of the White Album.
Right.
And Jay-Z's Black Album.
Oh, how strange.
Yeah. So he heard this, and he just went crazy with it. And one of his favorite hip-hop artists was the Beastie Boys. This guy has released three albums of mashups of the Beatles and the Beasties.
I don't know the Beastie Boys had that much music.
Yeah, no, well, they did a lot of different things. They weren't just the Beastie Boys, were they? They had all kinds of different sort of facets to their thing.
I'm not that familiar with the Beastie Boys' history.
They're cool.
And
yep.
Interestingly, he reading about this guy, I found out that he said that the Beastie Boys' second album, Paul's Boutique, had a number of Beatles samples on it without permission.
Huh. That's interesting.
So
yeah.
Now, here's interesting is that he has to give this music away, and a lot of these mashup artists have to. You know why? Because basically what they're doing is illegal.
Right. Yeah, you can't sell it.
You can't sell it.
Totally.
So they don't have permission to do it, so they make it and they put it on their website. So this is a really great mashup of Strawberry Fields Forever and the Beastie Boys in a World Gone Mad.
Music for the people.
In a world gone mad, it's hard to think right. So much violence, hate, and spite. Murder going on all day and night. Team time to fight the non-violent fight.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. One, two, three.
Mirrors, smoke, screams, and lies. It's not the politicians, but the actions I despise. You and Saddam should kick it like back in the day with the cocaine and Cavassier.
To build more bombs as you get more bold. As your midlife crisis war unfolds, all you wanna do is take control. Put that access to evil bullshit on hold.
Now, citizen rule number 2008, politicians are shady. So people watch your back cause they think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act.
In a world going mad, it's hard to think right. So much violence, hate, and spite. Murder going on all day and night. Three times we fight the non-violence.
One, two, three.
wrong chair, now we're in Iraq. We're reaching a point where we can't turn back. Or let's lose the guns, or let's lose the bombs, or stop the corporate contributions if they'll build the pawn.
Well, I'll be sleeping on your speeches till I start to snore, cause I won't carry guns for an oil war. A salam, umma lekum salam. Peace to the Middle East, peace to Islam.
Now don't get us wrong, cause we love America, but that's no reason to get hysterica. They're laying on the syrup fist. We ain't waffles, we ain't having it.
In a world going mad, it's hard to think right. So much violence, hate, and spite. But it's going on all day and night. We're fighting on violent fight.
Now how many people must get killed?
Oil families, pockets to get filled.
How many oil families get killed?
Not a damn one, so what's the deal?
It's time to lead the way and de-escalate. Lose the weapons of mass destruction and the hate. Say, ooh, ah, what the White House doing? Oh no! Say what they got blue in.
Well, I'm not pro-Bush and I'm not pro-Saddam. We need these fools to remain calm. George Bush, you're looking like Zoolander, trying to play tough for the camera, camera.
What am I on crazy pills? We gotta stop it. Get your hands out my grandma's pockets. We need healthcare more than going to war. You think it's democracy they're fighting for?
In a world going mad, it's hard to think right. So much violence, hate, and spite. But it's going on all day and night. Three times we fight the non-violent fight. In a world going mad, it's hard to think right. So much violence, hate, and spite. But it's going on all day and night. Three times we fight the non-violent fight.
Cool. The Beastles?
The Beastles.
Beastie Boys and Beatles mashed up. That's the first rare track that Mike Waldman brought in for us this morning. Strawberry Fields, and what was the other song in there?
World Gone Mad.
World Gone Mad. Really cool.
I just love the fact that they didn't use any of the Beatles singing.
Yeah, it's just instrument.
Yeah. Beautiful.
It's cool.
The little mellotron in the background. The boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's a mellotron. Mm. That's one of those sounds that sounds organic. Like, it really sounds like it could be a pump organ or some sort of thing like that. But it's just an electronic noise. Brilliant from 50 years ago, you know.
Well, what else we got queued up today, Mike?
Okay, well, there's a band from the 70s that I loved. And I really did. I think the three best bands I ever saw, and that would be a great thing for you guys to tell me what you think. Three best bands I ever saw. Of course, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. But the band.
Yeah.
Amazing live performances. And then Graham Parker and The Rumour.
Huh. That's interesting, isn't it? Because he's sort of one of those people that kind of, you wouldn't list him. You wouldn't think to list him in your Desert Island Disc. But
Never. Yeah. And, you know, very relatively minor commercial success in the late 80s. He was pretty popular. But eventually, when he went out of fashion, he moved to Philadelphia and he made a bunch of acoustic records basically in his living room. And but this was from the 70s. This is the B-side of a single that he put out, which was basically a big FU to his music company, Mercury. And he made an album, a single called Mercury Poisoning, because he basically thought,
that's right, that's
these guys are that. Ignoring me. They're not promoting my material. They're not giving me any money to make records. He left them. And he went out, you know, he kind of disappeared for a couple years because he had to wait out for his contract to end. Anyway, this was the flip side, and it was Michael Jackson's I Want You Back. So this is one of the great rock bands of all time doing a Michael Jackson song.
Stand up in a crowd. Someone picked you from the bunch.
Mike Waldman's here highlighting rare tracks for us on a Tuesday morning in Waldman's Wardrobe. That was Graham Parker and The Rumor doing a Michael Jackson tune, I Want You Back, on KX93.5. Awesome, Mike. Thanks.
Great music. And The Rumor broke up in the 80s, but they got back together with Graham Parker, in 2012. And their reunion was focused in a movie. Judd Apatow made a movie called This Is 40.
Yeah.
And part of the plot line is that the main character is booking Graham Parker.
Really? Yeah. I forgot that.
And so if you watch the movie, you actually get to see Graham Parker and The Rumor play at the end.
That was one of the weaker Apatow movies, unfortunately, that one. But they're usually pretty funny.
Fantastic. And our last song today on the Wardrobe is a little tribute to Mr. Fetty on his birthday.
Yes.
Apparently, Mr. Fetty...
Well, 6 days, his birthday eve.
Right, yeah. So it is my birthday week. I should have two birthdays, like the Queen. She has two, official and unofficial.
And apparently Mr. Fetty has played with some famous people in his career.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that. And one of the most famous people, I would say, because I basically invented the electric guitar. And
ooh, don't tell Rickenbacker that.
Don't tell
There's a big argument about that.
Well, Mr. Les Paul himself.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, Les Paul, for those who don't know, this is a guy who was in a car accident, mashed up his arm, and they told him, look, you got to set your arm in one position, and that's the way it's going to be for the rest of your life. This was his left arm. He had it set so that he could play on the neck of a guitar.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how committed this guy was to playing guitar.
Yeah, and in the end, he broke his right hand, and they had to set that one. So he set it so he could hold a pick and or a screwdriver. Seriously,
what?
This is a guy that invented multi-track recording.
No. Somebody break both their arms.
Yeah,
modern medicine says we can only put your arms and hands in a very specific way.
We're not talking about modern medicine, Tyler. We're talking about 60 years, 70 years ago.
But still, that's not a thing. You had to choose how your arm was positioned?
They had to set his hand.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
This can't be real.
It's probably not true. He didn't invent the electric guitar either. He didn't. He told everybody he did, but he didn't. He didn't. Rickenbacker invented
it. He also wrote all the Beatles songs, okay? And Jason Fetty played with him.
Are you saying this track is Jason Fetty with Les Paul?
Exactly.
Les Paul did invent the Les Paul guitar, which is very famous.
Well, I'm aware of that.
Gibson Les Paul. Everybody's got them.
But wait, you were on a track with Les Paul?
Yeah, I played with him. Sang with him.
What?
Yeah. It's a long time ago. It was 1996, 1997, or 1998.
So this six. is a rare Jason Fetty track, then.
It doesn't sound very good, but you'll get the idea. It was in a bar called Fat Tuesdays in New York. And yeah. I happened to be with this girl, and she was looking after him in a sort of managerial agent-y sort of capacity. Her name was Janice somebody, and she became relatively famous because she was one of the people that... Who's the record producer that got in trouble? He's in jail now for shooting somebody.
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector. She was one of his women.
Women that survived.
The one that survived. So she was in court. She testified against him. Wow. That he always carried a gun and he used to scare her to death. So anyway, she was looking after Les Paul. And we went to the gig and he said, anybody want to sing? It was a tiny little place. There was like 15, 20, maybe 30 people there. And Janice went, yeah, my friend wants to sing, my friend. So I got up and he said, what do you know? I said, well, I mean, I didn't know many of the songs that he was famous for, like How High the Moon. I could never have sung that. So I said, do you know Summertime, the old standard? He goes, yeah, we know Summertime. What key you want it in? And I said, do it in A minor. And they did it. And they were great.
Wow. Should we play it?
We should definitely play it.
He was old, and you can hear that he's old, but he's still amazing.
Should just be warned that the sound quality is not perfect, so if you're listening in your car.
Recording on a cassette and then transferred, you know.
Cool. Jason Fetty with Les Paul, Summertime.
Summertime. And the living is easy. The fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's so rich, and your mama. Good looking. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up and sing it. You will spread your wings, and you will take to the sky. Until that morning comes, but there ain't nothing gonna harm you. Mama standing by. Your mama, she's one good-looking bitch.
cry. Don't you cry no more. Stop your crying, don't you cry no more.
It's the lucid, pre-gravelly Jason Fetty.
Yeah.
The three decades ago Jason Fetty.
I'd only had 40 million Marlboros at that time.
Man, I loved that. That was our own Jason Fetty when he was in his mid-20s performing with Les Paul at a dark club. I picture this smoky dark club in New York.
Yeah, it wasn't smoky. He didn't let people smoke in there, but it was downstairs in a, you know, a little sort of piano bar. And his son recorded it. His son was engineering. He was yelling at his son, you know, really horrible, barking at his son. Get over here. What's that? You know, it was really like that.
Yeah.
But he was great. And it was him. It was Les Paul. He made some joke about, he said, at the end of it, he said, he goes, "You're great. Meet me at the Holiday Inn. Put on a towel."
What?
That's what he said to me.
That was awesome. What a good one, Mike. Rare tracks from all over the place this morning on Waldman's Wardrobe. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Jason. We'll see you when you get back from Japan.
Thank you, yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.